Let's pray. God, what a gift it is that you entered into our world, that hope came down, that you made your dwelling among us. God, we just pray that as we think about that story together today, as we celebrate that good news together today, that you would just fill us with the overwhelming sense of joy, overwhelming hope, that you have embraced us with your love, and that we have peace with you. In the name of Jesus, the child of Bethlehem that we worship today, in his name we pray, and we all say together. Well, for those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Corey Plockmeyer. I'm the pastor here at West End, and I am so thrilled to have you here with us today, so glad to be together today to sing praises to the Christ child, to celebrate the good news of Jesus together, and to hear the Christmas story again, and to celebrate the good news of Christmas morning. Now, if you haven't been with us in the month of December, we've been walking our way towards Christmas with an eye towards the reality of the confusion and the darkness in our world, and the way that the good news of Christmas morning shines the light of Christ to clear up the confusion in our world and in our hearts, the confusion that sometimes we help create, the chaos that sometimes just exists in this world. But as I was reflecting on confusion this past week and the idea that Christmas morning brings hope in the midst of our confusion, well, I sort of thought about confusion in a little bit of a different way. See, I'm one of those people who begins listening to Christmas music on November 1. Sorry, I know some of you can't stand that. But I love listening to Christmas music, but some of it, well, some of it's just a little confusing. All right, there's the songs that I just don't really understand what in the world they're even about.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Like, who thought that we needed to sing about hippopotami at Christmas? I certainly didn't. And then, of course, there's the confusion about, some further confusion about gift giving.
On the first day of Christmas, why don't you look into me? A partridge in a pear tree.
Now, I'm fairly certain that if I went through the 12 days of Christmas and gave my true love all of those things, I'd probably be in trouble for the ladies dancing, and I think the only thing she would keep would be the golden rings. And then, of course, there's confusion when the songs that we sing just don't match our experience.
A white Christmas.
Yep, Bing, me too. Saw lots of green, brown, some blue this Christmas, that's always good, but not a whole lot of white. Actually, you know, you put together the PowerPoint on Friday, the week before, you don't know that you're actually going to get a little bit of snow at least on Christmas morning. And, you know, along those lines, of course, there's the times that songs sing of Christmas traditions that we just don't do anymore.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
We actually had to Google the idea of scary ghost stories as part of Christmas, and apparently it goes back to Victorian England and, I don't know, all sorts of stuff like that. But, you know, it's confusing sometimes. And then, of course, there is the songs that you just wonder how anybody can actually enjoy them.
I really can't say.
Baby, it's cold
outside.
Touch that
one.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Sorry if you like that song. That's in our house. That's a bit of a debate whether or not that song should ever be played on the radio. And of course, it's not just the songs that don't sing about Jesus that are have some confusion in them, because some of the songs that sing about the birth of Jesus, those too can have a little bit of confusion.
Mary, did you know?
Actually, Mary sang a whole song about it. Right, Luke chapter 1, she sings all about how Jesus is going to turn, you know, change the world, and those in power are going to be torn down from their thrones, and she sings about the revolutionary good news of Jesus, her son, who's about to be born. So, actually, yeah, I'm pretty sure Mary did have a fairly good idea of the good news of Jesus. And then, of course, there's every pastor's favorite Christmas song to sort of tear into a little bit.
The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes.
Now, I'm fairly certain that given that it's a biological necessity that babies cry, it's how they communicate to their mother that they need something like food. I'm fairly certain that baby Jesus did not wake up without a cry. I'm fairly certain that Mary had some sleepless nights when Jesus was first born, and that if a cattle lowed and woke Jesus up, I'm going to guess that Jesus cried. Now, I wasn't there. I don't know for sure, but it's just a little confusing. Now, of course, that carries over outside of just the songs that we sing. It carries over into some of the movies that we watch and the stories that we tell at Christmas, right? If you watched every Hallmark Christmas movie and every kids' Christmas movie and every Santa Claus movie and everything about Christmas, you would conclude all sorts of different reasons for why we celebrate Christmas and what the true meaning of Christmas is, right? According to some Christmas stories, the true meaning of Christmas is good friends and family, according to one of the Christmas movies my kids have been watching on repeat all of December. Or, of course, our favorite elf buddy would convince us that the true heart of Christmas is singing loud for all to hear. It's the best way to spread Christmas cheer. There's a lot of confusion around Christmas. And I don't want to sound like a Scrooge saying bah humbug to all of the Christmas songs that we listen to and the songs on the radio. The reality is, right, I still sing them. I sing Away in a Manger with gusto. I do the do-do-do-do with pentatonics on Mary, Did You Know? And yet, I think it's important that we come back to the heart of the good news of Christmas. And in the Christmas story, I want to look at just verses 9 and 10 of Luke chapter 2. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And as much as there's plenty of things that could lead us to confusion this Christmas and plenty of songs that might have a little bit of a confusing message or some questions that it raises, there was one song I thought about this week that I think we need to hear for the opposite reason. I think we need to sing because of what it says that's true. So sing it with me. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, you see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Sing that last line again. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Listen to the words we just sang and sing it one more time with a smile on your face, because this is the best news that we could hear. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. An angel appeared to them. So I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, the one you have been waiting for, the one who is fixing what's broken in this world, the one through whom God is going to fix everything, the one through whom God is going to use to restore us to peace with him, the one who is going to shoulder the burden of sin and take it upon himself and bring it with him to the cross so that we can have life now and forever. as I thought about those words and I thought about the message of the angel, it hit me that I think we would be hard-pressed to find any hope or fear that is not answered in some way, manner, shape, or form by the good news that Jesus is born. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. And so when we find ourselves wondering if we can ever be good enough to be accepted and embraced and loved by God, we're reminded that Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross to embrace us as his children and to welcome us into his family. When we're afraid for the future, and when we're wondering what direction our life should go next, and we're asking ourselves where we're supposed to go, we're at a crossroads wondering whether we should take that new job, where we should go to college, what we should do after we graduate, when we're wondering what to do now that we're retired, when we find ourselves at those crossroads and we find ourselves filled with fear and anxiety for the future, we are reminded that Jesus said, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." When we walk through that journey of illness, of cancer, of the unknown, with a spouse, with a parent, with a child, we are reminded that Jesus told his followers that God watches the sparrows of the air and clothes the lilies of the field. And we're reminded that Jesus taught his followers that he is going to prepare a place for us. And so we trust that no matter what it is that this journey brings, whether it's a journey of healing by the hands of the great physician, the one who watches over us and cares for us, or whether it is a journey that leads to the life after this life, we trust that Jesus is with us. If we're afraid that we can never break out of the patterns and habits in our life that keep us from experiencing the peace that we desire for our hearts, if we find ourselves trapped by the chains of addiction, if we find ourselves living a life that is less than what God invites us to experience, we are reminded that Jesus drove demons out of people who were so strong that they were chained up and couldn't be contained even by those chains. And if Jesus could heal people and drive out demons and bring freedom and peace and healing to so many people, then Jesus can bring that healing and peace and freedom to us today. The hopes and fears of all the years . What are we afraid of? What fear weighs on our heart today, this Christmas? The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, the promised one, the one we've been waiting for, the one who is fixing what's broken everywhere. The Lord." What are we afraid of? Our fears are answered in the birth of this child. What do we hope for? What does our heart long for? What does our heart long to experience? What is that deep-seated desire that lies at the core of who we are? To be known, to be accepted, to be loved, to be embraced. The hopes and fears. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, the Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the one who embraces us as God's children, not because of what we've done, but because of who He is and what He's done." Candle of hope. One voice cutting through the chaos and confusion that God is setting the world to right. That what's wrong in this world will not have the final answer. But the death and resurrection of Jesus brings hope to a world in need. The hopes and fears of all the years. Joy. That what God is doing in this world is something to which we are invited to join in. We have a part to play, to be a part of what God is doing in this world, to say yes to God. The hopes and fears. Love, peace. That God interrupts the routine and rhythm of our lives with the good news that He has something more for us. Something better than the confusion that we create, something better than the best that we can manufacture. And that while we could not make peace with God, God made peace with us. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in Thee tonight. And the Christ candle. The angel said to them, "I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Let's pray. God, where there is confusion in our hearts and in our lives, bring us to the peace that all our hopes and fears are met in the birth of your child. Where we need hope, give us the hope that you are setting this world to right, that you are fixing what's broken. Where we need to experience your love and your embrace, help us to know that you have accepted us and embraced us. And God, help us to rest in the peace that you have made for us. That when there was no way, when we could not create that peace, that you made peace with us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. God, whatever our hopes, whatever our fears, help us to see them answered in the birth of your Son. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We all say together, amen.